This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudo directs government and security chiefs to ensure free, fair and fearless elections. Second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, commences from today. And Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of breaking ceasefire as 10 people killed in airstrikes. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has directed the government and heads of security agencies to instill confidence in political parties and the public that elections will be held in a free, fair and fearless environment. During a discussion at the President's office, Sheetal Niwas today, attended by Prime Minister Sushila Karki and other ministers, President Paudil issued these instructions to the chiefs of all four security agencies. He also directed them to act boldly to maintain peace and security and ensure a fearless atmosphere for the elections, according to the President's press advisor. Additionally, President Paudil urged the immediate recovery of weapons looted on the September 9th and the apprehension of escaped prisoners. Prime Minister Karki stated that the government would leave no stone unturned to conduct the elections in a free, fair and fearless manner. She assured that the government would provide all necessary resources and support to the security agencies to ensure thorough preparations. The heads of the security agencies assured President Paudil that they are fully capable of maintaining peace and security and conducting the elections in a fearless environment. They recalled successfully holding peaceful elections in more challenging circumstances in the past and affirmed that the security forces are fully prepared for the upcoming elections. The discussion was attended by Interim Prime Minister Karki, all ministers except the Finance Minister, Chief of Army Staff Ashok Sikdil, Inspector General of Police Chandrakubir Khapung, Inspector General of Armed Police Force Raju Aryal and Chief of the National Investigation Department Tekendra Karki. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal, who is in the United States, has met with the President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, on the sidelines of the World Bank Group's annual meeting. On the occasion of the meeting, Minister Khanal said that discussions were held on the political developments and economic priorities in Nepal, according to the Embassy of Nepal, Washington, D.C. During the meeting, Singaporean President Shanmugaratnam urged focusing on five main areas to achieve rapid economic prosperity. He emphasized that rapid development can be achieved through human capital, infrastructure, energy trade, and liberalism. Finance Minister also held talks with Alan Forlemu, who is the acting regional vice president of the International Finance Cooperation, IFC. The Nepali embassy stated that during the meeting, discussions were held on various economic issues, including partnership with IFC and support for the growth of Nepal's private sector. Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank, Dr. Vishwanath Paudil, embassy representatives, officials from the Ministry of Finance and representatives of the IFC were present on the occasion. Tihar, the second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, is beginning from today. Also known as Yama Panchak and Deepavali, the festival is observed for 5 days. The first day of Yama Panchak today is observed as Kak Tihar by feeding crows. Crows are regarded as messengers of both good and bad tidings in Nepali society. Tihar is also known as the Festival of Light. During the festival, people decorate their houses with colorful lights and flowers and illuminate the house and surrounding areas by lighting oil and butter lamps. They celebrate the festival eating various delicacies, including sweets and sel roti, performing the Devsi Phailo cultural singing and dance, and worshipping various animals and birds are significant aspects of this festival. District Administration Office, Kathmandu, has urged one and all not to engage in activities prohibited by law on the occasion of Tihar. The office has requested through a public notice to take precautions when using candles, lights and electric lights for illuminating houses and businesses during the Tihar festivities, and not to buy and sell or transport or store firecrackers or any other explosive and inflammable materials for firework purposes. The public has been urged to conduct programs such as Deusi Poilo in a dignified, disciplined and organized manner, limiting activities to only until 9 p.m. and ensuring they are carried out in a way that does not cause any complaints while celebrating the Tihar festival. The district administration office has also urged one and all to avoid illegal transactions and fraud in the name of lottery, gambling, online shopping and electronic means. The office has also drawn attention of all not to carry more passengers than capacity in vehicles, not drive under the influence of intoxicants, not charge more than the prescribed fare, and adhering and enforcing the traffic rules. Minister for Urban Development Gulman Kissing has pledged to make the Town Development Fund TDF more effective by expanding its scope and jurisdiction. Speaking during a briefing on the fund's activities today, the minister emphasized that the fund, which operates under the Ministry of Urban Development, will no longer remain inactive or underutilized. He committed to enhancing its effectiveness by channeling investments into areas with high potential for impacts and results. Among the key areas he highlighted for future investment were the operation of electric public transportation, building of charging stations and the construction of e-mobility infrastructure. He also suggested that waste-to-energy production could be another promising sector for the fund's investment. Minister Kissing added that Nepal is in the process of obtaining accreditation from the Green Climate Fund, GCF. Once accredited, Nepal will be eligible to receive significant grant assistance for green energy-related projects. TDF Executive Director Binod Prakash Pandit shared updates on the fund's financial standing. According to him, the fund has an equity of 7 billion rupees. So far, the fund has utilized its fund the money in various sectors. The TDF provides loans, grants and technical support for various urban infrastructure projects including water supply and sanitation, municipal financing and capacity building programs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Afghanistan has accused Pakistan of violating 48-hour ceasefire by launching airstrikes in Paktika province, killing at least 10 people and injuring 12, including 2 children. The truce had briefly halted a week of deadly border clashes and that left dozens dead on both sides. According to AFP News Agency, a senior Taliban official said that Pakistan bombed 3 locations late Friday, warning that Afghanistan will retaliate. Afghan officials said peace talks with Pakistan would be held in Doha today, led by Defense Minister Mullah Muhammad Yaqub. Pakistan's state TV reported that Defense Minister Khwaja Asif and Intelligence Chief General Asim Malik are also heading to Doha for the talks. Meanwhile, the Afghanistan Cricket Board said 3 of its players were among those killed in what it called a cowardly attack by Pakistan. A Pakistani security official told AFP the airstrikes targeted Hafiz Gul Bahadur Group linked to the Pakistan Taliban TTP. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky left Washington, D.C. without securing Tomahawk cruise missiles after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was not ready to provide them. The BBC cited leader Zelensky as saying the two discussed long-range missiles but chose not to make public statements because U.S. does not want an escalation. Trump later urged both Kyiv and Moscow on social media to stop where they are and end the war. The meeting followed Trump's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin with plans for the two to meet in Hungary soon. Zelensky believes striking Russian oil and energy facilities with Tomahawks would weaken Moscow's war economy. At the White House, Trump said he hoped that the war could end without thinking about Tomahawks, calling the missile supply an escalation, but adding they'll be talking about it. Zelensky suggested trading Ukrainian drones for the weapons, drawing smiles from Trump. He also praised Trump's role in advancing a Middle East peace deal and encouraged him to use that momentum to help end the war in Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to generally fair, across the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Powell directs government and security chiefs to ensure free, fair and fearless elections. Second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, the Tihar festival, commences from today. And Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of breaking ceasefire as 10 people killed in airstrikes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.